Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Hello? Okay. Sorry. This is WMUC College Park FM 90.5. This is your host, Jersa. So this is Forward Invasion, where we get to talk about different music scenes from throughout the world. And today's show is going to be a fun, upbeat show. It's going to be about city pop. So city pop, probably well known nowadays, is a genre from like the 70s or 80s of Japan. It's inspired a lot by funk, soul, pop, obviously. So like, it's a pretty fun genre. It got really big because this first song that we're going to be playing, Plastic Love by Maria Takeuchi, a remix of the song got really popular in around 2019-2020 on YouTube. It got recommended on a bunch of people's YouTube recommendations. And it's my personal favorite song of all time. It's a classic song. So the first song we're playing is Plastic Love by Maria Takeuchi. Then we're going to play a song called Love Trip by Tanako Mamiya. And then we're going to play Tokai by Tako Yuniki, who's my personal favorite city pop artist. She has some really cool songs. She probably wasn't best well known for her song 4 AM. So this is Plastic Love, Love Trip, and Tokai.
Thank you.
That was Plastic Love, Love Trip, and Tokai. All right, for the next batch of songs, these are going to be from more primarily some male artists. The first is by actually an instrumental group called the Yellow Magic Orchestra. They are probably the most important people within the city pop scene, I would argue. They were the ones that kind of originated the sound, a lot of the sound of city pop, and even a lot of modern Japanese pop to this day, and even really a lot of electronic music to this day is really heavily influenced by Yellow Magic Orchestra. And then the next two songs we're going to be playing by an artist called 1986 Omega Tribe, and they're this really cool city pop group. I think they just have some really fun music. The next song after that will be by an artist named Kingo Hamada. He's also another single artist. He is known for his album Midnight Cruising. It's this really fun album. He's probably well known for this song that I'll be playing in a second. And then lastly, we're going to be playing ESP by Masayoshi Tanaka. That guy is extremely good at the guitar. He's probably best well known for his very jazz fusion-y, very inspired by Brazilian jazz music. He is just an incredible guitarist. He's very well known for having this really awesome surfboard guitar. It looks like a surfboard, but it also functions as a guitar. It's awesome. So this is Behind the Mask by Yellow Magic Orchestra, Kimiha 1000% by 1986 Omega Tribe, Machi no Dorifin by Kingo Hamada, and ESP by Masayoshi Tanaka.
Thank you.
All right, that was Behind the Mask by Yellow Magic Orchestra, Kimiha 1000% by 1986 Omega Tribe, Crystal Dolphin by Kingo Hamada, and ESP by Masayoshi Tanaka. All right, the next three songs are going to be some of, the TikTokified songs of City Pop, but they're really high energy, and I think they're still great music regardless. They're some of, I think, the best that City Pop has to offer. And I think TikTok honestly did a decent job at picking these songs to make popular. So the next three songs are going to be Shyness Boy by Honori, Fly Day Chinatown by Yashua, and then Mayunaka no Door, Stay With Me by Miki Matsubara.
ひとコマ踊り疲れていても朝まで遊ぶわ港の見える場所で何か飲みたいのよ It's so Friday Friday Chinatown ジャスミンに口づけを It's so Friday Friday Chinatown
All right, that was Shyness Boy by Henry and Fly Day Chinatown by Yashua, and then Stay With Me by Miki Matsubara. All right, I guess I'll leave you with two more songs, and then maybe end a little bit early. So the next song I'm going to be playing is by an artist that goes by the name of Ryu Senkai. They're from, actually not from the 70s or 80s. They're from like, I think like 2004-ish, 2006-ish. They are really cool. They basically tribute to city pop, but like what's cool about them compared to maybe like modern tribute acts like Ginger Root, for example, is that this was like way before like the modern like resurgence of city pop, and is a Japanese artist as well, so they have a lot more of an idea of how that context is. And then the last song we'll be playing is going to be a song called Sparkle by Tatsuyo Yamashita. Tatsuyo Yamashita is known as the king of city pop. He's probably the most well-known and maybe one of the most important. He has a lot of great songwriting, like a lot of songwriting credits are given to him from other artists. For example, Maria Takeuchi, who is actually his wife, a lot of her first, I think it's like six albums were all written by him. Ironically enough, until the album Plastic Love was on, which was actually written by her. So this is Time Machine Love by Ryu Senkai and Sparkle by Tatsuyo Yamashita.
You can.